Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, best-selling publisher at inspiredlivingpublishing.com. And I love holding juicy conversations with inspiring women, women who have walked the walk and who are creating transformation in the lives of others through their businesses, right? And I've discovered that a lot of times our own personal path leads to our wake-up call. And I have a feeling that my conversation with today's guest, who I'll introduce in a moment, is going to be talking about that same topic. And I got to ask you a question. Isn't it time to become your own happiness superhero instead of waiting for others to be? I'll tell you something. I did that for years. I put my happiness in the hands of someone else. It wasn't until I realized that I have the power to choose my happiness. And it is a choice, by the way. It took me a long time to admit that to myself. And joining me today to talk about that and so much more is America's Happyologist, certified action success coach, best-selling author, and founder of the Get Happy Zone lifestyle company, Jackie Ruka. In her work, Jackie's discovered that mindset and limiting beliefs are a big missing piece for many women. She'll share one of her happiness mindset exercises with us today to help us shift to happiness today and every day. Allow me to introduce her, and then I'm going to bring her on for another inspiring conversation. Jackie is the founder, as I shared, of the Get Happy Zone lifestyle company, which helps skyrocket women from breakdowns to breakthroughs. I love that she's America's happyologist, and as I shared, a certified action success coach affiliated with Harvard University and medical school. Her mission is assisting her clients in overcoming life's transitions and blazing the path to the fulfilling life and business they dream of. Jackie shares her personal wake-up call, which is when her car lost control, nearly missing two Buddha statues, compounded by a demanding corporate career. This led to a profoundly personal journey to meet her authentic self and discover her true calling to inspire others. As a trained psychotherapist, Jackie has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo Finance, The Daily Worth for her knowledge assisting clients in business, overcoming limiting beliefs, and creating positive life changes. You can learn more about being a happiness hero in her number one Amazon best-selling book, Get Happy and Create a Kick-Butt Life. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you. It's so fun to be here.
Well, I've always loved your vibe and energy and creating a kick-butt life, isn't that what we all want?
Woohoo! I hope so. Yeah, we only go around once, so why not make it awesome?
Exactly. And I love that we're going to be talking about mindset today. It's one of my favorite topics, for one, but it's also how I changed my life, right, is looking at the limiting beliefs that I had. But I want to start with, to have you share your moment, because I believe that, so far every single guest I've had on the show over the last 18 months, their personal wake-up call or shift or whatever word you want to give led them to the work they're doing in the world today. So I have to know, this near miss of almost hitting two Buddha statues, what the heck were Buddha statues doing where you were?
Yeah, that was kind of the what I call the fateful day of my rude awakening, where sometimes life happens to you or life happens for you, and it was actually both that happened that day where I was I had a car that kept breaking down on me. The universe was definitely telling me I no longer needed to be in the corporate world driving like a truck driver, working 60-hour work weeks, and basically, you know, helping others and not really helping myself. And when my car lost power steering, lost brakes, I had really, I was on the freeway in the middle of San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles, which is not a good place to be having no control over your car. And I visualized that I did get the car off the freeway, down a ramp, through a green light, and that the car landed safely. That is what I actually visualized while this was happening. It was a very clear moment for me that my life was not going to end, you know, in this manner. And so I did get the car off on an exit ramp. It did roll slowly down a hill through a green light, and it slowly landed in front of 2 8-foot Buddha statues that happened to be outside a furniture store. And that was my aha moment to make an extreme pivot in my life and pay attention to what I already knew but kept denying myself of what my calling was next in life, of what my true purpose was. And that was when I redefined what I thought success and happiness was. And like I said, it was a pivot and redefining what my happiness was. And it took some courage. And that's what I share in the book, of how you could take those courageous steps to be your own happiness hero. And basically, that's how the Buddha kind of changed my life in a way for the better.
I love it. So what set you on the path was, after that happened, you just started doing inner work, because that's a big jump from going to unhappy in corporate America to being America's happyologist. I can feel the energy difference, not even from a career change, from an energy difference. It's like night and day.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when your well-being is compromised, and I don't mean your well-being just, there's several factors to your well-being. There's your financial well-being, your career well-being, your health well-being, your social well-being, and your community well-being. And my well-being on every level that I just mentioned was being compromised. And I got to the point of I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I knew that there was something outside of myself that was super powerful. But yes, it took a inside job, as it always does when you are wanting to be your own happiness hero, to do the work. And I did the work on every level. I healed my body naturally. It took about a year after being basically a workaholic. And I also had to take a really serious look at my limiting beliefs and at what I call my feel-good patterns, what I thought I was supposed to be doing, which fell into this pattern of work and life, and it really compromised my dreams and my desires and my aspirations. And so I did a complete 180, which is, you know, going from being a corporate woman to becoming an author. I mean, it wasn't like it was even baby steps. It was basically, I just went for it. It's like, this is what I need to do. This is how I need to serve people. This is what I want, where I want to help people in their lives so that they wouldn't have to experience what I experienced with all the healing. Not that we don't all have our own healing process, but to know when to pay attention to your inner GPS of what your next life purpose is, and don't ignore it. Because especially we as women, we tend to be wearing different hats. And as we evolve and grow, our hat is going to change. We may be a mom at one point, and then we may take up that hat and may become, you know, have our own business. Or we may take off that hat and become a grandparent. Or we may take off that hat and decide we want to work part-time, or we want to start our own business, or we want to become an author. So your purpose could be changing as you're growing through life. And to not ignore that, to decide that what your best wisdom is to serve others and not be afraid of it.
It's so true, because I'm, as you were speaking about all the different hats, I could visualize myself through my life actually like taking off hats, going, oh yeah, I remember when I went through the Harley phase with my honey, you know, my little leather pants and my little leather vest. And then I went to the, what I'd call, well, back then it was called preppy, you know, suits and all this. It's the personas that we believe. You use the analogy hats, right? But it's the personas that we believe we have to wear to fit into a role. Is that how you discovered it too? Like, I put on personas for each role that I played, thinking I had to segment myself, and I didn't find happiness until I realized, darling, when your authentic self shows up across every role, then that's happiness.
Exactly, and that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head, is finding what is authentic to you, what gives you meaning and what gives you pleasure in life. And it's at that crossroads of meaning and pleasure that you have recognized that that is your success mindset right there. It's putting it into action where people get stuck, so that you could be wearing all these different hats, but maybe, like you said, it's just a role that you're playing. And we all have different responsibilities and roles and commitments and all of that wonderful stuff. But when you are compromising yourself and it's affecting your well-being, then you're on a fast track to fatigue and burnout and stress. And unfortunately, over 60% of Americans are unhappy based on stress. And a lot of that is related to not only their job, but it's affecting their well-being, their community life, their social life, their family life, and it's leaking into other areas of their life, because so much of what we do in life is our purpose. So if you're not doing what you love, then, you know, I urge you, it's critical for you to make a pivot and at least start doing what you love, and don't ignore the signs of what gives you pleasure and meaning.
Exactly. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years, before we jump to a break, is we spend, even if you're not an entrepreneur, because as an entrepreneur, we spend even more hours, but the average person is 8 hours a day plus travel time at your job, career, your life purpose. If you're spending that much time doing something you don't love, you need to reevaluate your life anyway. Because why would you spend so much of your time doing something that doesn't fill you up? So when we come back from our first break, let's dive into that whole topic even deeper, because I believe it's something, like you said, that's causing so much stress to so many.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I'll be back in a moment with Jackie Ruka of GetHappyZone.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like Food Angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is America's happyologist, Jackie Ruka. So, Jackie, is that the first part you think is really evaluating where you're giving your happiness away? And as you said at the before break, our career, our job, our purpose, that is a big energy leak for so many people. But some people feel trapped and feel like they can't leave. But look at you left, I left. It can be done, but what are some of the tips that you would say or some of the signs that it is the time to do so?
So one of the things that I often do with clients right away is I ask them to focus on where you're compromising yourself and start to detox those areas of your life, because whatever is sucking you or sucking the life out of you, obviously, it needs to change for the positive. And so detoxing what is cluttering your life and cluttering your mind, and it doesn't have to be an immediate thing, but a little bit at a time, it starts to help you develop your own self-worth and help you understand better what your freedom looks like and feels like to you. Because if you are craving this freedom, but you're not having it, then yes, you're going to feel, like you said, like you're stuck, that you're stuck in a corner and there's no way of unraveling yourself. But there actually is a way of unraveling yourself. One is detox what isn't serving you any longer and make a commitment to yourself. I ask my clients to write down, I will no longer, and then write down what you will no longer do that has been compromising you. And from there, you will start to detox those areas of your life that really aren't serving you or serving what your new purpose may be, so that you can now get a taste for what freedom looks like and feels like for you. And some people, happiness is freedom, but freedom could be any number of things to any number of people. Freedom might be making your own hours and making the kind of money you want to make, or spending time with family, or creating a business, or writing a book. I mean, there's so many definitions to, or all of the above, to what freedom can look like and feel like and taste like and be like. And that's when you can start to build your vision of your new life path.
I love that. And do you notice too, a lot of people, and I guess I'll say it from my experience, I had the comparison thing, especially, you know, 30 years ago, because I've been an entrepreneur now for 25 years. But do you find a lot that are a lot of people who are really stressed compare their level of happiness to someone else's, their lifestyle, their goals to other people's, and that's also what causes unhappiness? Because instead of focusing inward, they're focusing outward.
Yeah, there's about 10 limiting beliefs that most people experience at least two of on a regular basis. One is fear. One is, yes, comparing yourself to others. Feeling like you're not good enough is another one. The self-doubt is another one. Feeling like you are not like the expert, or I could not possibly, like just not feeling as if you are worthwhile. Another one is when you are putting yourself last, or basically putting your needs last, and not stepping up to who you're meant to be. So there's several limiting beliefs that we, like I said, all experience, but there's at least two of them. And one of them could be just toxicity. Maybe you live in a toxic environment, or in a toxic relationship, or are doing something toxic like some type of an addiction, of which I believe workaholism is an addiction. And that was one of my limiting beliefs. And I was hanging on to that addiction as if it was serving me. It wasn't serving me. It was really actually limiting me. So to take a look and take some inventory at what are some of those limiting beliefs and what are the two that you might be doing on a regular basis. And you may not even know you're doing it, because believe it or not, 90% of what we do is subconscious. It only reaches 10% consciousness. So when you start taking inventory of your actions and your behaviors and your thoughts, then you're going to take notice of what those two limiting beliefs may be. And they could all, it could even stem way back to when you were a kid. Maybe you were bullied in grammar school. For example, I was a dyslexic kid. I always felt like I was not enough. I always felt like the dummy in the class because I couldn't catch up to what everybody else was doing. And so I held myself back. So those are things that take what we talked about earlier, doing the inner work and uncovering those limiting beliefs. And once you start uncovering those limiting beliefs, that's when you're going to have your aha moments. That's where the breakthroughs start to happen.
And it's not always easy, is it? I know it's tough to look at those limiting beliefs, because they kind of, for me, they were comforting, right? They were what I knew for, 35 years. So I think, like you said at the beginning of the show, it takes courage. It takes courage to do this work.
It takes courage, but there are transformational shifts that you can do that don't have to be scary or intimidating, that work, because I've been doing this for a number of years since I was a psychotherapist, and that's been over 30 years now, where you can actually reach your high potential and not feel as if those feel-good patterns that's what I call them, feel-good patterns, which are your limiting beliefs, you substitute them. And by substituting, that's where you are giving up the limiting belief in lieu of something more positive. So
I see. You're replacing a negative with a positive. Mm-hmm. So let's use you as an example. You said after you left corporate America, your body was burnt and you went on a natural mm-hmm. healing regimen. Where did mm-hmm. you start? You had to heal what? Like you were run down. So what did you do to start shifting?
My body was riddled with fatigue, and I had nerve bundling throughout my back. I was living basically with constant chronic stress and fatigue and bodily pain. So I could have held on to that, and I did hold on to it because I was thinking, I have to endure this because this is part of my job, is working hard, and I'm getting older and I have these aches and pains. That was the rationale that I was using, which was not logical. It was basically, like you said, hanging on to what I thought was supposed to be. So when I had my rude awakening and my aha moment of, this is not how it's supposed to be, Jackie. Life is meant to be enjoying life. That's when you attract goodness into your life. So then my breakthrough was, what can I do to feel good within myself? Because once you start feeling good, that's when you start attracting all this goodness into your life. So I completely changed my eating behavior. I switched to a non-inflammatory nutrition plan. I got rid of all the stuff that I had been eating that wasn't really healthy, and even the stuff that I thought was healthy, because there's so many things out there that we think are healthy that aren't, including things like gluten. So I became gluten-free. I kicked sugar, no white flour, started drinking a lot of water. I basically detoxed my body, which detoxed my mind all at the same time. It's amazing how, when you pay attention to your body, how it affects your mind.
And that's what I was just, like, as you were speaking, I'm like, you can't help but every positive step that you took forward, that your self-esteem was saying, look it, I committed to this little baby step. And then, of course, it creates a ripple effect where you now have the confidence to go, well, I'm going to try to remove gluten from my diet. It's like every step empowered the next one because you honored your commitment to yourself.
Absolutely. And I did, you're saying a word that's really important, and that's the C word, commitment. And I believe I wrote a commitment letter to myself. That was part of my toolbox that I was ignoring for all these years. Being a psychotherapist, I had this toolbox full of tools that I really forgot about because I was, you know, doing the workaholic thing. And when I uncovered what I had in my toolbox, I started utilizing the tools, and a lot of what I share in my book are the tools. So, you know, part of the toolbox is, yes, making a commitment to yourself. I wrote a commitment letter to myself that I would no longer be a workaholic, that I would no longer compromise my well-being. And then I switched it to focusing on what I want, because most people don't get what they want because they're too busy focusing on what they don't want.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when you need to start journaling. I'm a big believer that the biggest way to overcome your limiting beliefs and your fears is by journaling. And when I started journaling, I recognized that I started focusing more on what I wanted, which was, what are Jackie's true heart's desires? I asked myself, what are your true heart's desires? I wrote them all out. I listed them out. And that became my vision plan. That became focusing my energy and my passion and rigging it in that direction, as opposed to putting energy toward the self-doubt, or what I call the itty-bitty-shitty committee, which tends to pop up. That's our ego that's pulling us down. And our ego could be healthy because our ego is there to keep us safe, but those are usually in situations where there's a reason to be fearful.
Exactly.
When it's not working in your favor, that's when you're paying attention to the external stuff. You're not paying attention to the internal beauty and bliss and awesomeness and desires that are part of who you are, and that's where you need to start placing energy. So once I started placing energy on what my true heart's desires were, that's when my mindset shifted to a growth mindset instead of being in a stuck mindset.
And I love how you named it, right, a growth mindset, because that's exactly what it is. And when we come back from our break, I want to dive into this topic more, because it's really, I've discovered, and I'm not going to speak for anyone else, the moment I made the choice to show up differently in my life, which of course is mindset and limiting beliefs, the moment I realized I had the choice to accept every thought as truth or not, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we'll be back in a moment with Jackie Rucca, America's Happyologist.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if you could live the life of your dreams, the life that you came here to live? What if you were able to honor your gifts and passions, turn them into a heart-centered business, and make a big difference in the world, all while living authentically and doing the work you love? It is possible. Patricia Young, president and founder of InnerProsperityAcademy.com, knows that awakening to your own truth, aligning with your life purpose, and having your own business is one of the most exciting and courageous things you will ever do in your life. Patricia helps spiritual, sensitive, and growth-oriented women start, grow, or transition into a business they love, so they can go from working for a paycheck to working for a mission. For supportive resources, programs, and more to help you do just that,
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR FM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations, and we are enjoying a great conversation today. With me is America's happyologist, Jackie Ruka of GetHappyZone.com. So, Jackie, when you said it's shifting from a growth mindset instead of that stuck mindset, like even hearing the words, it's just such an energy difference. So, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, what do you want? Do you want to be stuck or do you want to grow forward?
Exactly.
My big thing is, and tell me if you've noticed this with clients, I woke up 1992, and the big epiphany for me on that day was just realizing I was at a really low point in my life and sitting in a car on the side of a road about to make a decision that would probably mean I wouldn't have been here anymore. And I've shared it in a few books. But here's the thing that came through for me, Jackie, is in that moment of screaming, crying at the divine, I remember hearing the still, soft voice that said, are you done yet? The essence of who you are has never been touched. It's you are choosing the victim mindset. And I remember at first going, what? You know, what is this voice? But guess what caught me more than the voice did? It was the word choice. Because for most of my life up to that age, I think I was 30, I did not know, even know that existed, that we had the power to choose our thoughts, which is everything you're talking about, right? It was, what do you mean? I can't shift this. Yes, we don't have to pay attention to a thought. I love your name, Itty Bitty Shitty Committee.
Yeah.
We don't have to listen just because it speaks. That was life-changing for me, that I had the choice of my thoughts, where I put my attention to, and it's what you just said. You want growth or you want stuck? Where you put your attention to is what you're going to get. So I love just how you named them, because I think for a lot of people, when they can visually see and feel something, they can begin to grasp it. And what you shared, I could really grasp it in that moment.
Well, good. I'm so glad to hear that, because what you think about, you bring about. And it's kind of like the law of attraction, but there's a lot more involved in it than just that. So I'll give you a story of what makes one person more successful than another, and that is the use of your mindset. And I'm going to use a person who is probably the epitome of mastering mindset, and that would be Oprah Winfrey. So Oprah Winfrey has been able to use the secret of mindset, and there's two areas to mindset that you absolutely have to tune into, and I'm going to share that with you. But I do want to share a story about Oprah. I heard her speak at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. She was receiving an award for being in The Color Purple, and she shared in the award ceremony her story about her career and how she got to where she was. And she was in a low point in her career, believe it or not. She had reached the pinnacle of being a TV show host, and she really didn't know what her next move was. She was just depleted. She basically reached the pinnacle of being an African-American TV host when nobody believed that she was going to be able to do it. But she was ready for something new, and the book The Color Purple changed her life. She said there was Sophia, the character in the book, was channeling her. She felt that she was put on this earth to share the gift of Sophia, and she didn't know how that was going to happen, but she bought thousands of The Color Purple book and started handing it out to everybody, like, you got to read this book, you got to read this book. And then Steven Spielberg announced that he was going to be coming out with the movie The Color Purple, and she absolutely knew she was meant to be Sophia in The Color Purple. Now, granted, she'd never acted before. She'd never been in a movie before. She had no idea what it was like to be an actress, but she knew in her mind that this was what it was, a calling for her. When she called Steven Spielberg, she told her her feelings about Sophia. And unfortunately, he had already made a choice of the professional actress, as he told her, that he already had in mind. So what she did, what she would have done, she said, in order to sabotage herself, was basically eat her way out of a depression. And that's not what she did. She knew what her limiting belief was, and she knew she had to have a success mindset. So she immediately checked herself into a fat farm in like the middle of Missouri. And she said, I just started walking the track every morning. She said, I walked the track every morning, and I knew, she said, I knew in my mind I was supposed to be Sophia. She said, I affirmed it every day. I am Sophia. I am Sophia. Then a woman at the clinic she was at told her she had a phone call, and it was Steven Spielberg.
Oh, my God.
He told her, okay, Oprah, I listened to your story about Sophia, and I'm willing to give you a chance to audition on one, you know, on one condition. And she said, okay, what? He said, you have to be in L.A. in less than 24 hours, and you have to be prepared. She said, you never saw a woman pack so fast in her life. She said, I hightailed it out of that fat farm. She said, I went straight to Dairy Queen and rewarded myself with a saucy ice cream. I got on a flight, she said, and I immediately called the top acting coach in New York, and I told her, coach me. Tell me what I need to do to get this part. So the rest is obviously history. The movie changed her life. It changed her career, and it fulfilled her in knowing that this was what she was meant to be doing. So what Oprah did by mastering her mindset was she stepped outside of her comfort zone. She believed in something that she knew she was meant to be doing. She practiced what is known as flow, being in a state of doing what you love to do, but it challenges you at the same time. And when you are in a state of flow, it takes two different ingredients to be happy right now, meaning swallow that what you're celebrating. Swallow what it is that you're celebrating, your joy every day. Drink it down every single day. And match it with a vision and an action plan. When you have your happiness right now, and your vision and action plan, you are in a state of success mindset, or what is better known as flow. And flow is the ingredient to what so many successful people, including companies, are starting to do more of, that improves productivity, improves well-being, improves your income level, and improves your level of success. So that was a lot of information. I just gave
no, but the story really brought it home, Jackie, because, you know, those who live this path, that's how I live my life, is staying aware of where my mindset is. Because, mm-hmm. like you, we know the power of not doing so, right? But your story
exactly.
brought it home to life in a real life way of she had already become Sophia within herself, that she never doubted, even when she heard that he had already picked someone else. She could have went down the spiral. She chose mm-hmm. not to, which is choosing your mindset, choosing your beliefs, and she continued to stay focused. That's the part, do you feel that's the part when people don't see it manifesting in the moment, like their change, whether it's a change in their body, change in their life, when they don't see it in the moment, they're like, this stuff doesn't work, and I want to go, oh, darling. You know, it's, you have to feel it on every level, emotional, spiritual, physical, for it to come to
mm-hmm.
you. Do you think a lot of people stay stuck because they give up too soon on the vision,
absolutely.
on this dream in their heart?
Yeah, I think that what happens is two things. One, people get stuck on the how. Well, how am I going to do this? And what am I supposed to be doing next? Or I can't possibly do this. Because when you get stuck on the how, then you're not focusing on your why. It's when you know your why, you're just going to start moving forward, and you're not going to get stuck in the how, because the most successful millionaires, billionaires, they don't focus on how. They focus on do. They know, and they already know their why, and they already know that if they make a mistake, well, so what? And then they just know they need to pivot and try something a little different or new. Or maybe they don't have all the ingredients that they need to, so then they work with somebody who's already done it so that they're not recreating the wheel. And that keeps you focused and aligned on your why. When you know your why, then you'll know your what. And then you can take that, you'll have the inspired solution, and it will equal to your inspired action.
I love it, because a lot of us worry about the how, but that's head and ego and fear.
Exactly. Oops. Yeah, that's all fear related. And it doesn't mean that, okay, there are steps to get to the next level of yourself, depending on what that is. Well, that's part of your vision and your action plan. You know, when you have a vision and an action plan, it might take having to hire somebody like Oprah did. Well, she hired somebody to help her get to that next level of herself. So you don't need to get to the next level of yourself by yourself.
No, and I'm so glad you talked about that. When we come back from our final break, I would love if you'd give some advice to someone who may be on the brink of a major transformation and is ready to embark on a new calling. Because I think sometimes we do try to do it ourselves, and you and I know that reaching out and getting support is, I think, pivotal to our success. We'll be back in a moment. With me today is Jackie Ruka of GetHappyZone.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about happiness and why we get stuck and some of the mindset and limited belief issues that could be showing up in your life. So, Jackie, in this last few minutes, what advice would you give to someone who is on the brink of a major transformation and they're like, oh, what do I do?
Okay, so two things. One, I always tell this to people who are ready to either give up or they're stuck or they're maybe putting some energy toward it, like you said, but they're not, this isn't working. Do not quit right before the miracle. When you are putting, anytime you put energy towards something, it's going to expand. You may not see that it's growing, and that's okay. You have to start believing and knowing that what you're putting energy toward is expanding. The second thing that I do as a shift, which is a major shift, especially for women, is what I call the orange you deserving. And this is where I walk you through shifting what it is that you're not believing toward what you need to start believing. So I want you to imagine that you're sitting at a table with four other individuals, and your higher power, that could be your, you know, God, the universe, Buddha, whoever that is best for you, hands you a bowl of oranges. But there are four oranges in the bowl, and there's five of you sitting at the table. So what do you do with the bowl of oranges?
Think about that.
Yeah,
so what do you do?
There's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong answer to this, but whatever your response is that you chose to do with the oranges is most likely how you give, but not necessarily how you receive. So some people decide that they're going to put the oranges or pass them around or take one and, you know, give them to others. It all depends on your, like I said, this is how you give, but this is not how you receive. So to feel fully deserving, you must take the entire bowl of oranges for yourself, period. Because you're replenishing yourself, which has nothing to do with who is around you, and it has nothing to do with sharing. It's really about taking loving care of you because you deserve it. So it's really about how you are willing to receive and to be open to receiving. So when women or whomever are on the brink of a major change in their life, they might be taking steps, but they're blocking themselves from receiving because they believe it's supposed to be a certain way. When the universe could be giving them gifts, but they're not paying attention because they believe it's supposed to be in a certain way or in a certain form or in a certain type of packaged in some kind of a certain way of abundance. And there is so much abundance that is coming at us in so many different forms, but we're not paying attention to it because we're not opening our hearts to receiving it. Because we, one, could be too busy giving or putting energy toward our new path, but you're believing that it's supposed to come to you in a certain way. And it may come to you all at once, for all you know. But you need to recognize that you have to be open to receiving abundance in all ways, in all manners, and in all forms, not just in a form that is three-dimensional.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you brought that up because so many of us, it's a control thing, right? We want to trust and believe in the divine, whatever their name is, right, of their source. But at the same time, it's like, oh, by the way, can you deliver it by Friday, you know, November 9th? And can you make it look this way? And then I'll know my dreams are coming true. And that's ego, right? That's not trusting and allowing. That's just trying to fit a dream into a small box when the universe, the divine, has something so much bigger than you can expect if you would trust and allow. So that was a big issue for me, actually, for most of my life, the ability to receive. I was an overgiver, which it sounds like you were, too. That's why our bodies started to shut down at a young age. We gave, but we didn't know how to receive. Was that your issue, too, back then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The shift was I thought I was receiving by giving. And in a lot of ways, you know, the best gift is giving. However, people want to give in return, or love wants to come back to you in return. And be open to receiving it. Recognize that the whole process of giving is also receiving. It's not just one-sided. And I believe that it was one-sided. Well, if I'm always giving, then, you know, naturally I'll receive. But that's not, I wasn't open to recognizing that I needed to allow for myself to receive. I wasn't allowing myself to receive, and I was too focused on giving.
Yeah, same here. For me, it was, I felt better when I was giving to receive. It came right back down if I dove deep into the core issues. It was self-worth. Mm-hmm. I felt better when I gave, but I didn't feel deserving of receiving. And until I healed that, I couldn't attract abundance in my life, healthy relationships, anything, because the soul story was, I'm not deserving of receiving.
Right.
So you hit the nail on the head that it's, don't give up before the miracle, because you and I have experienced both sides, right? We've been in that place of pain and struggle and being disconnected from our happiness and joy to being connected to it. And I'll kind of tell you, it's night and day, but if I had given up at those times, and I can picture a few times in my life when I came close, we wouldn't be able to do the work that we're doing in the world. We wouldn't be feeling blessed and grateful for the life we're given, right? Because to me, it all comes down to gratitude for everything, which I think is another mindset mm-hmm. shift that yep. helps us become unstuck. Instead of focusing on what you don't have and the lack that's keeping you stuck, start focusing on where you want to go, and that comes back to gratitude too. We have 2 minutes left, Jackie. Is there a piece of guidance or wisdom you feel led to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think you just to reiterate a little bit about gratitude, because gratitude is really actually the number one mind shift that you can develop. And it is a practice that you need to develop in your life to shift your mindset toward a growth mindset. And what I suggest is to write down on a piece of paper and keep it with you at all times, I am happy and grateful for. And write down what it is you're happy and grateful for as if it's already happened. If you're on a new life path and you're focusing on your true heart's desires, write down what that is as if you've already received it in a manner that is, I am happy and grateful for. But get super specific about what that is and carry it with you wherever you go. I also practice this daily in a gratitude journal of just the things I'm grateful for every single day. And that keeps me in a state of joy and gratitude and health and just, pure bliss of how lucky I feel to be on this earth doing my purpose and being in a state of gratitude, because it really is a practice. You have to put yourself in a new mindset of what am I grateful for, as opposed to focusing on what's not working.
I agree with you. Gratitude changed my life. 25 years ago, it was maybe more than that. I was in a dark place. I was really struggling in my life, and I picked up, I think it was Louise Hay's book. She's like, do a gratitude practice. And I remember going, I don't have anything to be grateful for. My life sucks. And blah, blah, blah. But something in my soul told me to do that exercise. And I committed for 30 days. I felt the vibrational shift. I didn't use that language back then, of course. I didn't know, but I felt it. And by month 3, I started the evening one. 25 years later, I still do morning and evening ones. And you're right. It shifts everything. From that place of gratitude, we can shift so much. So I'm so glad that gratitude is how we ended this conversation, because it's played such a role in our lives as well as so many others. And I believe, like you said, it's the key to getting into that energy that will allow mm-hmm. us to go from stuck to, growth and thriving.
Mm-hmm. And, you mentioned something that's super powerful and important, and that is when you are going to be changing a pattern in your life and you're going to decide to focus on your commitment to yourself and starting a gratitude practice, that it does take at least 28 days to change a habit and form a new one.
Yeah.
And I think starting with gratitude and starting a gratitude practice is one of the best ways you can change your life, really.
So true. I agree. And I want to invite our listeners to visit Jackie at GetHappyZone.com. You will find some really inspiring, supportive resources. You can learn more about her book, Get Happy and Create a Kick Butt Life. Thank you for being here today, Jackie.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And everyone, tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations. For even more inspiration, be sure to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.